the Sitka District Superintendent for the past 6 years, Wegner recited an impressive list of accomplishments for the district, a full 2 pages. But an emotional Wegner told the board that the enormous workload had finally become too much.
As much as I have truly enjoyed being your superintendent over the years, and yes, despite any challenges, I make that statement, I have recently learned that the impact of the intensity and stress in both the nature of the work and the hours required to do the work of being your superintendent have taken a personal toll on me that I am no longer willing to accept.
Wegner asked the board to release her from her contract 2 years early at the end of June of this year. The board unanimously agreed. Wegner's resignation was not unexpected. The board offered their thanks for her service through some extraordinarily difficult times. This is Paul Ryu.
Well, I just wanted to take an opportunity to thank Dr. Wegner for all her hard work over the years. Certainly, it's an extremely difficult position, being wedged between the board and the staff. It's certainly one of the most demanding in town. And thank you for all your hard work on behalf of the students and staff of this district.
In her resignation letter, Wegner said that one of her proudest accomplishments was collaboration with the Sitka tribe. The board has made closing the achievement gap between Native and non-Native students one of its top priorities under Wegner. Board member Dionne Brady Howard recognized Wegner's efforts in this area.
You know, being able to have those tough conversations and being willing to take our district somewhere when not everybody understands the necessity of the work is something that I will just say as someone who's, whose family and whose population have sometimes been those kids who've been the casualties of drowning in that achievement gap, that I really appreciate your willingness to take a hard look at that and have those conversations and ask those questions and to take this work forward.
The timing of Wegner's resignation puts the district in a pinch. A superintendent hire typically takes longer than the 4 months between now and the end of June. Board President Elias Erickson said that he and Wegner had consulted the Association of Alaska School Boards and the district's legal counsel for a recommendation on how to proceed. They suggested appointing an interim superintendent from among the administrators already within the district to hold the position for all of next school year to allow for a thorough hiring process. Erickson said the plan made sense and would help the district manage its priorities.
And to me, that's focusing on who our long-term superintendent is going to be, making that a process that includes everyone, that collaborates with the community, that collaborates with staff. And in that year, having somebody who can keep us on track towards what we're pursuing already.
Board member Eric Van Sice proposed opening up the interim hire to administrators who were not currently employed by the district. His amendment passed, with Paul Ryu and Amy Morrison also in favor. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.